You could say that the stage play Masters of the Currents writes itself. Each performance is different, and the performers are some of the authors. It's a collaborative theater production led by Los Angeles-based Teatro Productions with the participation of the local Micronesian community. It's a show that's been growing and changing with each performance for the last 3 years. It's about the community's struggles in today's Hawaii and its heroic past as master navigators. We spoke with Masters of the Currents co-creator Ova Saupeng as he prepares the inter-island tour that begins this weekend.
The word navigation is really a great way to look at the way that Masters of the Currents has, in stages, been navigating different waters.
Mm-hmm.
And as we create and sculpt and shape it, it's almost like a journey in which we travel with a group of people, and then sometimes we, some people get off on it on land, and then we add more people, and then we supply up with more things, and we journey on again. So this journey has been continually evolving. The current version that we are doing right now was based from our October presentation at Honolulu Theater for Youth.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, we are adding, I think, about another 10 to 15 minutes of more scene and more work that we had developed even from previous sharings. So because there's such a width of stories just that we have worked with, and because we have been developing this piece for close to 3 years now, there has been so many stories and fragments that we would hope to find a way to piece in.
By continually consulting with and having in the show people from Micronesian communities, it kind of builds in some authenticity to your presentation, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It is very authentic, and also very raw. I mean, there's a raw and richness to it that no one else can kind of speak from that experience. And so this is monumental to be able to have four Micronesian actors, three representing Chuuk and one representing Kosrae. Having these authentic community performers, really, they're from the community, and we are in a sense in their authentic stories and their authentic knowledge. They're teaching us as theater artists, and we are teaching them, the practice of the theater and performance. So this journey and this tour that we are on is something that is new for us as well as for them, and it's exciting.
It's also kind of new to theater in a sense, over that. Instead of having the script be that which dictates everything else that happens, you're flexible in that regard.
Yes, very much flexible. And that's what's great about the work that we do, community engagement. And sometimes, within working with new people, the work or the piece leads itself to a new discovery or a new story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's great. So, for example, this past presentation, we were led by very youthful stories because it became more focused on three primary characters who basically were experiencing Hawaii as a young person from Micronesia, one from Marshall Islands, one from Chuuk, and one from Kosrae. So it is their stories and their journey facing discrimination, at the same time figuring out how do they connect with their ancestry, their tradition, and navigate this new world, this in a sense new system.
And so, yet the story behind the premise of Masters of the Currents, using navigation as the metaphor, is a restoration of cultural pride. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Finding a way to have audiences understand the connection of the traditions, and how does one take one's tradition and either amend it or adjust it to a different tradition, So that is something that has been a journey for definitely Masters of the Currents. And yes, it is a great metaphor in life. to see as we journey and navigate through this thing we call life.
Well, you know, and there's a little bit of a sad undercurrent in the way, in the process by which that very cultural pride can be taken away in a new environment, how it can be sort of left behind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And sadly, I mean, to add to that, it just reflects, I mean, it is a specific community here, but I see it, the ripple effects of that nationally. I see the ripple effects of that globally.
Sure.
In terms of what is going on at our current times right now, in terms of just, you know, the vitriolic tones about immigration and refugees, and we're losing touch with the aloha spirit. We are losing touch with the sense of America being welcoming to everyone, you know, and it's shifting. And this Masters of the Current hopefully will be a reminder for people to find a way to be compassionate and to have better, to have understanding that we are all in the same boat. In the piece, there is a refrain that we keep on sharing with the audience about same boat, same boat. We all in the same boat.
Well, you know, you think of so many stories of, I mean, I don't know if anyone has any kind of a figure of how many displaced persons there are in today's world, but that's a pretty universal story, isn't it?
It is. It's a very universal story, and so it, and it's a human story. It's a story that I have had to go through in terms of personally for myself being a Lao American, and I can see it connect with the communities that's going on right now with the Rohingya and with other communities that are dealing with displacement, forced displacement, you know, I mean. So the Micronesian story in Hawaii and Guam has a lot for us to learn from. It is something that is very, very universal.
Your task you're taking the show to Minnesota, and you're not going to find many people there who are at all familiar with Micronesians and, you know, that culture and even where it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. That is a task that when we leap over to the continent, as far as our job in terms of performing artists, how do we then connect them and teach them as much as we can about the Micronesian community? And you're right, not many people will know about Micronesia, but when we get there, they're going to know about Micronesia, but they're also going to know how important that story can relate to them in terms of the universal and the global impact. Our first mainland presentation will be in San Francisco at Brava Center for the Arts, mm-hmm. and then in California, and then we go to Minnesota. And I know that there, from so far from our brief research and our presenters, there are some Micronesian communities throughout the West Coast. In Minnesota, surprisingly, there is a Micronesian community, but way, way in a town called Milan, or Milan, in Minnesota, which is very far from the city of Minneapolis. We're going to be presenting it in Minneapolis, but it's definitely going to be interesting to bring it there. But I feel that there is going to be a lot of connection in terms of indigenous stories, in terms of Native American stories, in terms of American imperialism and colonialism and the impact of the way that our governments and these national nations have worked together to have this impact on this community.
Cast member Ova Saopeng is also one of the lead artists of Teyata Productions that developed the play Masters of the Currents. The Inter-Island Tour kicks off tomorrow at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center's McCoy Studio Theater at 7:30. The company then flies to the Big Island, will be on stage at the UH Hilo Performing Arts Center Thursday, March 8th, also at 7:30 p.m.